we're at time now. We're at time, and I'm going to call the vote. I'm going to ask that. The problem is, I don't. Did you send a motion, Tony?
I can't write it up, but yet it's.
That we approve. Tell us.
Okay, point of information.
Hold on a second, Benito. Tony, tell us, say the motion.
The motion is that we approve the lease that's been submitted, the final draft of the lease, the WCFW lease.
Okay.
Point of information?
Can you send that in writing, please? Okay, I have two points of information. Benito, what is your point of information?
Okay, it's basically what I said earlier. How were we going to do this? Because I think that some of us are waiting to hear the results of whatever investigation was supposed to have been performed during this past week. I, for one, don't have access to a computer right now, so if anything was sent, I haven't been able to see it.
I see.
So, you know, I don't know, you know. That's why I was asking earlier, are we going to, how are we going to, you know, get that information and then subsequently take a vote?
All right. Does anyone have a procedural suggestion?
Adriana.
Carolyn.
Hold on a second. Adriana?
But, Madam Chair, the time has run. The only motions that are in order are to extend or to table.
Okay.
Point of information.
Well, this is like a procedure.
Hold on, Benito. What is your point of information, Adriana?
And I have a point of information as well. This is Lydia.
Okay, hold on. Adriana.
Yes. My question is, we are voting without the legal counsel telling us about that lease? That's what we are supposed to be voting?
I sent the letter from the lawyer to everybody. Everyone should have gotten it. Did people get the letter from the attorney?
Yes.
Yes. Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Yes.
We don't have a stack.
We don't have a stack.
Order, Madam Chair.
Point of procedure.
We don't have a stack.
All right, point of
Lydia,
procedure,
Carolyn. Hold on. Here. Lydia has the point of information. What is your point
yes.
of information?
Yes, well, because I was driving one, I switched off. I don't know if someone had asked the question about who's paying the broker's fees. Did someone answer that or ask that?
No.
Who's paying the what? I didn't
the broker's fees.
The broker's fees.
The landlord is.
The landlord is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I move for orders of the day. We have to go to the vote.
So at this point, it's time to go to the vote.
Carolyn, point of information, please.
What is your point of information?
Some of the information that is being referenced here is material for closed session. So I'm wondering if it's appropriate, and that's my point of information, to table this until after we discuss this in closed session, because the questions that are being raised have been referred to lawyers' information, for one thing, that you mentioned.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
What is your point of
that's
order?
That's my point of information.
Let me respond to Carolyn's
thank you.
Point. Someone could certainly make a motion that we adjourn to closed session and have further discussion, but we have agreed to have this vote in open session, and so that's what we have to do. What is our time on open session? We have another. I didn't call the closed session until 11 for tonight's agenda. So if someone wants to make that procedural motion, that is possible.
Benito,
hold on a second.
No more stack.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
The motion.
Yes. The clock has run. If there's a motion to table, we vote on it without discussion.
Okay.
Without discussion is the key word.
Yeah.
Okay. So move, Madam Chair. So move.
What is
motion
your motion?
To table.
Motion
to table.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, so we have a motion. There is no discussion on a motion to table. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Point of order, Madam Chair. We were out of time before that motion to table came up.
The only thing that's in order after you time is up.
I believe a motion to table is in order after time has run out.
That is correct.
Thank you.
It can be made until the last vote is cast.
Thank you. Okay. That sounds like the name of a movie. Okay. Madam Secretary, please take the roll. We're voting on a motion to table, and it requires a simple majority. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Janet Lane York.
No.
Brian Edward Steger.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
Jim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Cazenet.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Richard Uzzell.
No.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
I've lost track of what we're voting on.
On tabling the motion.
Tabling the motion until executive session to discuss
tabling
the factual
the motion.
Issues. Yes, is that the motion?
You table the motion. There is no until it has to be taken back off the table.
No.
Green votes no. Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
No.
Tony Norman.
No.
Kevin Lisa.
No.
Carolyn Burden didn't hear you.
Yes.
One moment. I have 512, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, I'm losing count. I don't hear voices. I don't hear the secretary. I don't hear responses. Is there a problem with the sound?
Doreen, will you please state the vote again?
512.
Thank you. The chair does not choose to vote. The motion to table was defeated, and we are now going to take a vote on Tony's motion to approve the lease.
Janet Lane-York.
Yes.
Brian Edward Seabrook.
Yes.
Janet Sigrun.
Pass.
Please, I have to ask people to put themselves on mute. Don't talk when we can hear you. Go ahead, Serene. I'm sorry.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Jim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes. I'm over here. Rodrigo's here. Okay.
Adriana Castaneda.
Abstain.
Hank Lamb.
Absolutely not.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serena Spain. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Abstain.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Colvin, you pass.
Yes.
Rodrigo, did I hear you?
Yes.
We're voting on the lease for approving the lease for WPFW.
Yes, yes I
did. Tony. Tony, yes.
I'm sorry, Tony. Gotcha. One moment. I have 12-4, Madam Chair. Can you hear me? Margie?
I'm sorry, I'm on mute. 12-4?
Yes.
thank you. Motion carries. I don't. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to turn the chair back over to Tony Norman. Tony, did you hear me? Tony?
Somebody might have just gotten dropped.
Tony, are you there? Okay, well, I guess I'll keep chairing for the moment.
Janet Kay, point of information, sorry, or point of order.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, it's about the vote count.
This is Tony. I dropped off the line.
Okay, hold on. Janet's asking a question. Yes.
Yeah, it's about the vote count
mm-hmm.
we just had. I don't know if I agree with the total numbers that were stated.
You're asking for the secretary to review the vote?
Yes.
Okay, would you please do that, Serene?
Voting yes, I have Janice Lane Ewart, Brian Edwards Stegert, Janet Colburn, Rodrigo Agueta, Lydia Brazan, Lawrence Reyes, George Ryder, Richard Uzel, Janet Coleman, Jim Brown, Heather Gray, and Tony Norman. Voting no, I have Hank Lamb and Carolyn Burden. Abstaining, I have Kim Kaufman, Adriana Casanave, Serene Roberts, and Benito Diaz. There are 20 people on the call, one of whom is a streamer, or at least there were 20 when I checked before. The chair did not vote.
Okay, so are you satisfied, Janet, or do you still have a different count or something you want to...
I'm satisfied, thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay, thanks very much. All right, Tony, I'm turning it back over to you.
Okay, thank you. The next item we have on the agenda is Personnel Committee HD Hiring Report. Who's going to give that? We have 10 minutes on this item.
That's Janet.
Who's going to give the report on this one?
The chair is Janice Lane Ewart.
We have a timekeeper. We have 10 minutes on this item.
I'm sorry, I had to walk away because I have a cold. An update from the personnel committee. There's been consistent meetings throughout the last 2 to 3 weeks. We are at the process of having identified the candidates to be interviewed. Our final steps are to finalize questions and to schedule the candidates. We are working with a list of 14 called down from 25, and we are attempting to complete all first interviews by the end of the year. If there are specific questions to be addressed, I can try to answer them within the remaining 7 minutes that we may have for this topic.
Margie has a question.
Yes, Margie.
Yes.
Thank you. At some point, we talked about having the interviews recorded so that PMB members who did not participate in the interview process could listen to the interviews.
That is being planned.
Okay, great.
We will conduct them through Google Hangout, and simultaneously they will be recorded on the closed session PMB conference line.
Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else on the stack?
Serene.
Anyone
yes,
else want to speak to? Yeah, Serene.
Actually, mine is not speaking directly to the report. It's on the issue of the personnel committee, but it's not directly to the report, so I can wait until, you know, if anyone else has questions of Janice.
Is there anyone else who have a question of Janet? Okay, Serene.
Benito. So what are the main categories, qualification categories that are being looked at?
There are 10 categories, all of which are derived from the job description. The top six, I can tell you in a second as I grab my notes. I want to be as specific as possible. It may take me a couple of minutes to continue to turn pages to find that. I'll try to do them from memory unless someone else has their page open. Nonprofit management, fundraising. Excuse me, Benito, I need to find the exact page where that's listed. I can try to address another question while I'm turning through my notes.
Were there any other questions?
Yes, Serene had one.
Serene?
Hi, thanks. Oh, I can make that point now? Okay,
yes.
So with the removal of Lizette King from her LSB, and that means that ends her membership on the PNB Personnel Committee, so we need to find someone from TFW among the directors to serve. So I think we should agree on a process for getting one of the three of you who remain involved.
Thank you, Serene. I'd like to know what the bylaws are regarding that process before we take action. And I do have to admit I would be concerned about bringing someone up to date on a process that's been taking place for the last 4 months.
Okay. May I respond
Brian
to that? I don't know that.
Brian with a motion.
Thank you.
Brian?
I move that we immediately open nominations for WPFW's empty seat on the Personnel Committee, and that if there are more than one candidate, we vote for that position on the same ballot on which we will vote for affiliate directors.
Okay, is there a second?
I second and wish to amend.
Yes, and this is Lydia.
Yes, Serene, what's your amendment?
So my amendment would be that we open the three people are on the phone right now, but I would move that we open nominations and get that voting done over the weekend so that the person, instead of waiting a week, we're not dealing with the affiliates until next week, and the ballot won't go out until after those interviews. So that's my amendment, that we open nominations effective immediately with the ballot to be completed by Monday.
Is there any objection to that amendment?
I object.
Okay.
I object for the reason that our meeting starts on Monday, at which we are finalizing the questions and the candidates that are to be interviewed on very specific dates. I would find it challenging to this date to participate on this committee. I'm wanting it to be fair to those of us who have put in the work, as well as recognizing for someone to come in and get caught up to speed, they would need to devote all of the weekend and possibly Monday to be as participatory as possible.
Does anyone else want to speak to that amendment?
Yeah.
And this is Lydia.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Okay, got Kim, Lydia, and then I got Janet Kay. What's your point of information?
And did you hear
well,
Serene?
Who was that?
Serene, the person who made the amendment.
Okay. Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
All right, we're talking about this amendment to the motion that Brian made, and I do not see that motion that Brian made. So in order for, can he or someone post that motion?
It went out 2 minutes ago.
Thank you.
Brian has sent it out. Serene, could you write up your amendment and send that out? While we're waiting for that, we'll go to the stack. We have Kim.
Then you had Lydia.
I'm sorry. I thought we had, all right. Lydia, then Kim, then Serene.
Thank you. So, number one, I think they have to be separate ballots, so
I would prefer Serene's motion, and I, in speaking in favor of Serene's motion, I also would say that to put off filling that seat would make it more difficult for anyone who comes into the process. At this juncture, we haven't decided on the questions. The entire board has had access to all of the resumes, so it may very well be that the director is already caught up on the resumes. And the only thing that that person would need would be the list of the candidates and the list of the prospective questions, which we have not finalized till Monday, and we have conducted no interviews. So at this juncture, it would not be terribly intrusive, but and or difficult to catch up. Farther down the road, it would be more difficult to do so. Not impossible, but more difficult. Thank you.
Okay, the next person I have on the stack is Kim.
Mm-hmm. I think it's unprecedented to have somebody join a search committee at this stage of it. They would have to go back and actually evaluate all of the resumes just as we had done, which means a whole bunch of processes. I think it's unfair and inappropriate to ask this committee to repeat. And it's just unprecedented for somebody new to join a committee that's this far into a search.
Benito,
and I object to it completely.
Benito, to this time.
Not only that, I think it's unfair until a new PNB person is elected, and that new person, well, I object to even if there were a new person to be on this. So, but it's unfair to even suggest it without allowing that a new person would get to choose to be on committees.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on this item.
Okay, we're out of time on this item.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
This is Janice. I know that we were talking about this item while I was looking for information that Benito requested, and I just want to make it known that I do have that information in front of me and would like to remind the board that I'd like to come back and respond to that question when it's appropriate.
Would someone like to extend for 5 minutes?
Benito.
It's been moved that we extend for 5 minutes. There's a second?
I second.
Second.
Is there any objection?
Second, no.
So we'll extend for 5 minutes. Timekeeper, we'll keep the time. The next person we have on the staff, Janice, you can respond to Benito's question.
Thank you. Benito, the qualifications that we're reviewing in the order of importance are nonprofit management, fundraising, human resources, finances, legal expertise, communications. Those are the top six. The next four are of lesser importance. However, the candidates have been ranked on these as well. Promotions, governance with boards, programming, and general administration.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Point of order, something. Somebody
who
is
that?
Someone. I'm sorry. This is Margie. I apologize. Someone's moving.
Can everyone mute their phones?
Thank you. Someone's moving furniture. Anyway, go ahead.
Everyone mute their phones and settle your furniture. Everyone mute their phones. Serene, you're next on the stack.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to say that I know that Janice has put in a lot of work in terms of trying to get the SurveyMonkey to work properly and all those things. And no one is asking her to personally take up the task of bringing, you know, whoever the successful candidate is up to date. There are other members of the personnel committee who can do that. But I think to argue that, well, you know, it would mean an adjustment of some kind, we'll have to adjust. WPFW is as entitled to representation on the committee that's going to recommend, that's doing the footwork in terms of recommending a new ED to the board, as is any other station. It's hardly the fault of the directors who remain to be considered that they're thrust into this position, but I think it would be inexcusable of us to prevent them, whichever successful person it is, from doing their job
because it throws things off slightly. We'll have to adjust. We're grown-up folk.
This is Kim.
Janet K. Point of information.
Benito's already on the stack.
We have Benito next. Who else want to go on the stack?
Janet K. Point of information.
Yes, Janet K. What's your point of information?
And I'd like to go on the stack, please.
Okay.
Okay.
And then so, Jim would like Jim Brown.
So the amendment is to vote during the weekend, is my understanding, and I assume that that vote would have to be counted, and that has not been included. And who would, how would that counting be done? How? What about that?
Serene, you want to address that, or Lydia? Hello?
Where'd they go?
Sorry, trying to unmute here. I see that, let's see who's meeting. KPFK has a meeting at 5 p.m. No, your finance committee's meeting on Monday. We'll just ask whoever the candidates are if there's more than one. There may not even be a serious need for anything.
Point of order.
And what's your point of order?
Why is
not in the middle of my speaking. Why is she being recognized in the middle of my statement?
Well, of course, I'm
Janet,
so, you know,
Janet,
would
could you wrap up your statement, and then we'll get to Kim's point of order. Yes.
Colburn
I'm sorry, Serene.
Colburn asked a question. Thank you. So KBFK has a meeting at 5 p.m. on Monday. We'll contact the people who've been serving as tellers and make sure that someone, you know, can do it.
Okay. Jim, what's your point of order?
Well, I object to this process. I object to, and national office has been the place of record where votes are counted.
Okay. Next person we had on the stack was Benito.
Okay,
Mr. Chair, we're at time on our extension.
Okay, we're out of...
Can I just get 1 minute?
We're out of time, and either we're going to have to do another extension or go to the vote.
Okay,
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Right, I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to extending 5 minutes? Without objection, we extended 5 minutes. Benito, you're next on the stack.
Okay, so first I want to thank Janice for that list, and it would be most helpful if whenever she has a chance, if she could, send that to all of us. So that's one. Number two, I just want to say, I agree with Serene. And three, I'm a member of my LSB's Management Search Committee. And I've been arguing for months that programmers and community members, non-LSB programmers and community members be added to our search committee. And the LSB had a million arguments as to why it was too late to do that going back to 6 months ago. And finally, two LSB programmers were added to the committee, Jim Brown and someone else who, I don't know what's up with them, but another programmer. I don't think anybody on the LSB personnel committee would have a problem or would voice any kind of problem that they had to go through in orienting Jim and bringing him up to date. So I think that's a bogus argument.
Point of information, Jim Brown is currently on the personnel committee.
I'm talking about my LSB's personnel committee.
Okay.
He was recently added right immediately before we were going to start the interviews. And I don't think that my point is that there's no one on that committee that has voiced any kind of frustration, exasperation, or whatever at having to bring him up to date. Okay,
Kim, a point of order.
K
Kim, what's your point of order?
This violates EEOC rules of fairness treatment of candidates, and I object to this, and I want to be on record.
Point of order.
Serene?
Can I be heard? Point of order.
The EEOC rules that have just been cited are so... Let me just say this. The issue with regard to EEOC is equal treatment of all candidates for a position. Therefore, a new member joining the committee does not affect any individual candidate differently. That makes no sense.
Okay.
Is that a point of information?
We had a
I said it was
order.
A point of order. Do you have the floor?
Okay. We had a point of order. We had a point of order from Janet K.
And point of
excuse me, Janet
from Carolyn. Thank you.
I thought Janet Coleman had a point of order.
I did, and my point of order was to object along with Kim that this is violates every known manner of order, and it's just a way of frankly disrespecting the work that this committee has done in agreement with each other fairly to each applicant.
Adriana, what's your point of order? And I got
Carolyn Burden, point of order.
I got you, Carolyn. We got a point of order in front. But Adriana, what's your point of order?
Okay, Mr. Chair, please, can we keep breaking the rules, allowing a point of order to be used, like expressing your opinions? Please, do not disrespect the rest of the members. Point of order is not what we are doing.
Okay.
Point of information from Carolyn. Janet Kay.
Yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, my question really is about the procedure here with regard to committee membership and whether points of order, points of procedure intervene. The question I think that Janet Coleman raised is relevant. What does this do to the rights of the applicant? And the subtext is, does that put us in legal jeopardy if, in fact, we are violating their rights? So I think we need to clarify that and be very clear about how that's done. Thank you.
Okay. Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
Okay. It's my understanding, first of all, Jim Brown is on the personnel committee. So there would be one additional director from WPFW added, and that would be either Tony Norman or Benito Diaz. And I'm wondering whether this can be simplified, whether either one would, well, anyway, somehow can we settle this now?
No.
Only one of them would volunteer or would run. So we wouldn't need an
option. Okay, we'll take the point of information.
Mr. Chair, we are at time on our extension.
I was on the stack.
Janet, you're on the stack or we're out of time unless you want to extend time.
I can say it very quickly. I've listened to the conversation thus far.
Mr. Chair, we're at time.
We're at time, Janet. You can extend if you would like.
I'd like to extend for 5 minutes. It's going to take me 90 seconds to finish my statement.
Okay. Is there any objection? Is there a second to extend for 5 minutes?
Benito.
Is there any objection? Without objection, Janet.
Thank you. I'll be very clear. I've heard both sides of the arguments, and I see relevance to both sides. The point that I'd like to return to is the initial point of information, which is that the process of joining an LSV is through an election process. Once you are elected, then you are able to serve or asked to serve or nominated to serve on various committees. The point at this juncture that I find a little uncomfortable is that the person serving on the committee is not someone who is going to be newly elected to the LSB, because essentially someone has been removed and that seat needs to be filled. The fact that it's coming from someone who is currently serving does not indicate that it is actually filling the seat that's been vacated on this committee. And for that reasoning, I have an issue with the process that's being proposed. Yes.
Next person I had on stack is Jim Brown.
And then Janet Kay, another point of information.
And Lydia.
Okay. Janet Kay, what's your point of information? Then we'll go to Jim and Lydia for the stack.
All right. Now I'm a little confused. It's one thing to replace a PMB director at the LSB level, but I thought what we were talking about was adding a director who is already on the PMB to the personnel committee.
That's correct.
From among the WPFW directors, of which there are two possible directors to do that. Can somebody clarify, is that the former or the latter or whatever?
You got it. We're replacing a director who has been removed from their local station board by their local station board, unanimously, I might add. We're replacing that director on a PNB committee.
With someone who's already on the PNB.
We can only put a director on the personnel committee. Only directors serve on the PNB personnel committee.
Right.
Okay. The next person we had on the stack was Jim Brown.
Yes, I agree to what to the point that Serene is making. I don't see how, in any way, this can violate the integrity of the election. It doesn't. It does not in any way affect any of the candidates. And all we're doing is just making sure that each station has a representative on this committee. That's all. Trying to replace the person who's no longer there. That's all we're doing. And it's not...
Point of order?
It doesn't have anything to do with the candidates at all. It just has to do with us and what we agree upon in terms of another director being there to cast a vote. That's all.
Okay. Who is that with a point of order?
Jenna, it's really not equivalent. It's not at all equivalent to have
this
a new
debate,
representative.
Mr. Chair.
Whoever is the new representative,
this is not a point of order.
Be fed information
that
is privileged.
Mr. Chair,
it's not fair.
Okay, Janet, you haven't been recognized. It's not a correct.
I thought you did recognize me. I thought I heard
for a point of order, not for argument.
Okay. The next person,
please.
I think who did Lydia? Did you sign up?
Yes. Yes. I just sent.
And then we got Carolyn Burton. Lydia.
Yes. I just sent the bylaw section, Article 8, other committees of the Board of Directors, which reads, in addition to the local station boards, the Board of Directors may by resolution designate one or more committees to serve at the pleasure of the board. It goes on in the letter B, fill vacancies on the board. This is what the Board of Directors may do. Fill vacancies on the board or in any committee except the delegates may fill vacancies on the board for their local station. But on the committee, it is clear that the Board of Directors may by resolution do so. And we passed a resolution early in the year that any two members of any station area may sit on a committee. So we just need to fill that vacancy. To Janet Kay's point, the reason for elections, of which we had very few this year, was only if you have one or more people wishing to fill that seat. But she is correct that if you have just one, then that seat may be filled. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on our extension.
Okay, we're at time.
Mr. Chair, I call the vote.
Okay, well, with time up, we have to go to the vote. Could we repeat what was the motion on the floor? Was it Brian's motion, I believe?
It's Brian's motion amended by my motion.
Okay, could we repeat what that is so everybody know what they're voting on? Serene, could you repeat your amendment? And
hang on, they're in two separate emails, and my computer is slow. Brian, if you have it, you can do it.
Brian, could you repeat it?
Serene's amendment reads as follows. that nominations for a replacement director on the PNB Personnel Committee be opened immediately, and if there is more than one candidate, balloting be completed by Monday, December 15th, 2014.
Okay, there's been an objection to the amendment. We go to the vote on Serene's amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane York.
No.
Ryan Edwards Teeger.
Abstain.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, Janet Colburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta. Can't hear you. Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
Rodrigo Boches.
Right, thank you. Kim Kaufman.
It's a violation of EEOC rules. No.
Oh, my God.
It makes you need lawyers. Lawrence Reyes.
No, sorry, it's a strong resume, Ken. Lawrence Reyes, yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder. Can't hear you, George.
No.
Richard Ezell.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman. Can't hear you, Janet.
Janet votes no.
Green votes yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
99.
Heather Gray. Heather Gray. Janet
I'm sorry, Coleman. Was I mute? I'm saying no. I'm saying no, Serene. Carolyn Burden would like to change her vote from yes to no.
Got it. Janet Coleman, you pass.
Thank you.
Yes. Janet K votes yes.
One moment. Did I get everyone? Okay, one moment. I have 981. Hello?
Yes, that was 181.
Nine
yes, eight no, one abstention.
Okay, Chair's not voting.
So the motion as amended?
Yes, that passes.
No, the amendment passed. Now it's the motion as amended.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call her over?
Janice Lane Lewis.
Janet K, point of information. The motion.
Yes, Janet K, what's your point of information before we go to the vote?
Is the motion as amended the same that we just voted on?
No.
Yes, Serene's motion was substitute language.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call her over?
Janice Lane Lewis.
Pass.
Brian Edwards Teeger?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? Can't hear you, Kim.
What are we voting on? The same thing, basically?
Yes.
No,
yes.
Absolutely not.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Hank. Stuart Ryder.
No.
Richard Ezell.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Anna Coleman.
No.
Ruben Jones, yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
No.
I did not. I'm sorry. Janice Lane, you passed.
No.
I did not hear you, Hank. Okay, I cannot hear you if you're trying to speak at the compound line. I have 10-7. Chair?
Okay, chair's not voting. Motion passes. So I guess the next step is to take nominations for that?
Correct.
We're going to open for nominations for the Personnel Committee from WPFW.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Benito.
Okay, Mr. Benito Diaz is the nominator. Is there any other nominations?
I nominate Tony Norman.
Tony Norman has been nominated. Okay. Yes, nominations are closed. I assume that the next step is that there will be an election.
Ballots will go out to you tonight with instructions.
Okay.
Or morning, depending on what time this call ends.
Okay. That should wrap up that item. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I would like to move that we take up minutes approval next. It will require two-thirds to skip to that point in our agenda. And I'd remind the body that our auditors have requested board-approved minutes.
Is there any objection to moving up the minute approval?
Point of information.
Yes.
What dates are we talking about for these minutes? They were not described.
They were sent to you last week when this item was on the agenda. I sent them in three separate emails. I forwarded minutes from Richard Uzel, and from Serene Roberts.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving this item up on the agenda? Without objection, we'll move the minute approval on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is minutes approval. Madam Secretary, you want to outline what minutes we're voting on?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to page through my computer right now.
Well, Madam IED, do you have the minutes? You know what minutes? What are the first minutes
yes.
we're voting on? I don't have them.
I can do it. Hold on a
yeah.
second. It'll take me a minute. These minutes have been sent out twice to people before. I hate to sound cranky, but...
So could you just say the date of the first minute?
I'll give the date. Okay. Hold on one second. I just have to find them. I once had them all separated out. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so we have, are these open minutes? Yes, so we have from, we have open session minutes of, if I can read these.
Just the date on the first one, and we'll go over that one. Go take
okay.
a
look. Okay, the first one is January 20th, 2014.
January 20, 2014. Is there a motion to adopt these minutes?
Benito, oh. so move.
It's been moved. Is there a second? Is there a second to adopt these
second.
Minutes?
Second.
Is there any discussion on these minutes? Without discussion, is there any objection to adopting these minutes?
This is Kim. I wasn't at that meeting. I need to abstain.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on adopting the minutes?
Mr. Chair, an abstention does not constitute an objection.
Thank you, Brian.
Who is that, George?
No,
Brian is correct.
Okay, well, whatever. I object to being included in approving them because I am going to abstain. That's what I meant.
Then just object.
No. Well, okay.
So what?
Mr. Chair, there's no roll call recorded when a motion passes without objection. The member won't have her name attached to its approval.
I am objecting to it being approved without my abstention showing
on
the minutes. I cannot vote for I cannot vote for minutes at a meeting I did not attend.
Well, as I understand it from George and Brian, that if you're abstaining, then we don't have to take a roll call vote on that.
Well, I want my vote recorded as abstaining.
Well, it'll be hard to do when we're just adopting it as approved without.
I understand. That's why you can't adopt it as approved because it's not approved by me.
Well, with your
then I'm going to vote no against them if that's what it takes to get my vote recorded.
Yes,
exactly. You have to object.
Okay.
Janet Kay, can I just make a point of clarification that maybe...
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of clarification?
So that meeting was of the 2013 PNB. So those of us who were not on that PNB at the time were not, you know, we've done this before with approving minutes from 2013 PNB.
Yes,
meeting.
And we abstained on them all.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call her? Since I understand that she's objecting and said she's voting no on it, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on January 20th minutes?
Janice Lane, you are. Folks, these are the minutes that were sent to you on November 13th and again on December 1st. Janice, I can't hear you.
I abstain.
Brian Edward Steger.
Yes.
Janet Colburn.
Abstain. Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Abstain.
Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Kim Coffin.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Abstain.
Adriana Campanile?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
The Norwich passes. Jim Brown?
Abstain.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Going back, Kim Kaufman.
Well, I want to abstain, but
yes,
y'all will yell at me if I abstain, so I'm going to have to vote no because I'm not allowed to abstain.
You can abstain, Kim. That is ridiculous.
We don't need your
vote. Is no, Madam Secretary.
So
can you tally the vote? The no vote was no.
Sure. One moment, please. Green abstains. One moment. I have 718.
Well, if I can abstain, then I want to abstain. So please record my vote as abstaining.
The count has been announced.
No, it hasn't. It has not been announced. That's why I said it. It had not been announced.
Please, just put her down as an abstain. Let's move on, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes? Serene?
She's right. It has not been announced.
I
don't understand why I can't vote the way I want to. That is
Serene, can you just record her as abstaining and let's get the final vote to tally?
One moment, please. Thanks.
I want to change my vote to K. This is Rodrigo.
You're changing your vote
to K? Yeah, I'll vote yes.
One moment. I have 809.
Thank you. Okay. The next set of minutes
is the chair voting?
Oh, the chair is not voting.
Okay. The next minutes are for August 26th.